This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 24 minutes until the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today. And our next guest is with the Juno Community Garden. It's Odette Edgar. She's been with the garden for about 10 years. And we're here to talk about Saturday's Harvest Fair at the Community Garden in Montana Creek. Odette, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So Juno Community Garden, sort of outline the scope of your operation for our listeners, please.
Sure. We operate on a piece of city property out on Montana Creek Road, and we have about 160 plots, so it's a pretty good-sized garden, and it's been operating since 1993.
All right. How big is a plot, would you say, on average?
A plot is 10 feet by 20 feet.
Okay. And you've been out there about 10 years.
About 10 years, yeah.
And what drew you to it?
Yes. 10 years ago, I think we had an avalanche that took out the power line from Snettishan.
Okay.
And one of the things that dawned on me is we're going to be in a world of hurt up here in Juneau if none of us know how to garden, you know? And so that was actually what got us going, I think, on it, and my husband and I. And so we actually can raise enough potatoes and garlic to – we eat them all year, and plus there's lots of greens in the summertime and, you know, a lot of different things. Plus it's really great to be outside growing food.
So from your 10 by 20 plot, you're able to supply all the potatoes and garlic you need for the year?
Well, we actually have three plots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have three plots. But yeah, it's surprising. You know, things like garlic – I don't know if I mentioned garlic, but potatoes and garlic grow really, really well here in Juneau. And it's something that almost everybody out at the garden gets into growing because nothing seems to want to eat garlic and very few things want to eat potatoes. You know, we don't have to compete with the natural world to grow those.
Okay. So I have some questions about potatoes and garlic we can get to in a minute and more about the joy of gardening.
Yes.
But why don't we sort of outline what's going on Saturday first?
Sure. Sure. Well, this is our 27th annual Harvest Fair, and it's out at the garden. And the official hours are from 11 o'clock in the morning until about 1:30. And the things that happen that start at 11 o'clock is we have a farmer's market, and many of us at the garden contribute things out of our plots to sell. And so I'm, for example, donating potatoes, magic myrnas, and some zucchinis, and probably some garlic. And we have several plots that we grow things communally. They're called charity plots. And we usually have a mountain of carrots available for sale. So, and then there's some things like salad dressing, homemade salad dressing, or jams and jellies, but a lot of different kinds of fresh produce.
All right. So for the general public, it starts at 11?
It starts at 11, yeah.
If somebody's never been to this before, how would you describe how to get there?
Okay. Out to the garden?
Yeah.
Okay. It's out off of the back loop road, and you turn onto Montana Creek Road, which is the road that goes back towards the campground, the Forest Service campground, and then do a left turn, and that takes you around past several industrial sites, and right across from the Fish and Game Hunter Education is across the way is the Juneau Community Garden.
Okay. And should people bring cash to buy vegetables with?
We cash, checks, or credit cards.
Okay.
Yes.
And so far we've talked about carrots, potatoes, garlic. What are magic myrnas?
Oh, magic myrnas are little fingerling potatoes that are red with little white spots on them.
Okay.
And they have a beautiful yellow center flesh. And they're a very favorite thing that my husband and I grow.
Got it. And what are a few other highlights or things that we might see on Saturday?
Okay. Let's see. First of all, people can sign up for plots. And plots are available. Right now, all of our plots are filled, and we have a waiting list of about 30 people. But it takes people about – that waiting list, the person at the bottom gets to the top in about 7 months.
Okay.
So you sign up now, you'd probably get a plot next spring.
Okay.
So that's one thing that happens. People can sign up for plots. One of the things I'm involved in is we do an exhibit of locally grown produce and fruits and fruits and vegetables, flowers, and anyone in Juneau can submit entries starting at 9 o'clock. And so those are judged by a team of judges from outside of the garden. And it is really, really fun to see what people grow here in Juneau. And that exhibit opens it at 11 or at noon. It's all judged. And so people can look around, walk around and just marvel at all the wonderful things people grow here.
Okay. And then it looks like the awards ceremony is about 1 in the
afternoon? About 1 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. And then the fair is over at 1:30?
Mm-hmm. And we do also have concessions for lunch, so people can buy lunch, hot dogs, corn on the cob, beans, homemade baked goods. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about sort of the joy of being in a community garden.
Yeah. It is really... you know, there's about 125 people out at the garden. It's a pretty good-sized group of people. And so there's lots of people that are very experienced gardeners, and there are people that have never gardened before in their life. And it doesn't matter to us whether you come as an experienced gardener or not. We're happy to show you how the garden works. For example, we have a water system on a well. We have amendment piles that you can make really, really good soil with. We have communal tools like wheelbarrows and spades and shovels, things like that. We teach a lot of gardening tips. You know, people use a lot of the hoop houses that are covered with plastic. And people do raised beds, you know, with boards that raise their soil up and get it up out of the wet. A lot of people are growing cover crop this year.
Cover crop is a
selection of grasses and grains and things like peas that you buy commercially, and you grow a crop of it, takes 2 or 3 weeks, and then you cut it down and dig it into the soil. It's called green manure, and so we make little samples of that available to our gardeners so that they can try that, and it's another way of improving your soil.
Okay. Back to garlic for a minute. I've heard that you're supposed to plant garlic in the fall.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's in the fall. It's that wonderful time of year where it's raining and horrible. Like when you plant your tulip bulbs and your daffodils. But this year may be different given our weather. People plant in September, October. And then your garlic, and you cover it up with seaweed and with plastic, and you mulch it really well so that it doesn't freeze. And then in, say, March or April, you uncover it and you see if there's any little sprouts coming up. And if there are, you uncover it, and away it goes.
And where should we get Juneau-specific garlic to grow?
That is available here in town by commercial growers. Okay. People like Ed Byarski and Joe Orsi and several other people have commercial farms in which you can buy garlic that's raised here. And that's happening a week from Saturday at the Jack Sustainable Food Fair.
Okay.
I send everybody there for their garlic.
Got it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we should see you this Saturday.
This Saturday,
the Community Garden in Montana Creek.
Yes. And we expect lots of traffic, and we have people park in the Fish and Game Hunter Education and Gun Club parking lots. So we'll have people out on the highway directing folks.
Okay. That's the voice of Odette Edgar. Meet her and all of the people that run the community garden out at Montana Creek this Saturday for the Harvest Fair. If you want to enter exhibits, get there at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yes.
And for the general public, around 11?
About 11, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's lunch, vegetables to buy.
Yes.
Camaraderie.
Yes. And garden, self-guided garden tours.
And magic myrnas.
Yes, that's right.
And plots. You can sign up to get your own garden.
Yes.
And for more information, Odette, where should we go?
The JuneauCommunityGarden.org on the web.
Odette Edgar, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Scott.